Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, December 26, 2024. It's good to have you with us, as always. Alright, so it's 8:01 a.m. We could have done it a little bit earlier, but oh well. But anyway, here you go. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get the weather now. Come on. Give a second to load up there. Okay, that was a little bit quicker. Sometimes it can be a little bit slow, but in this case it wasn't. Alright, here's today's weather for Thursday, December 26th. Rain tapering off. Breezy this morning, a high of 52. Tonight, strong winds gradually subsiding, rain becoming heavy. Heavy rain and strong winds can cause flooding and power outages with a low of 46. Here's the current weather, 48 degrees Fahrenheit, real feel 42, light rain. Real feel shade is 42, wind is southwest 6 miles per hour with wind gusts of up to 14 miles per hour. That's not that bad. It could have been worse, though. And the air quality, of course, is excellent. But, yeah, there you go. And it says there's no rain right now. It says it'll be starting around 8:10 a.m., I believe. According to the Minutecast. And according to the radar. Let's see what the radar has to say once we get loaded up here. Full screen, sort of. Hit play. I think we can zoom into Dallas, I believe. Yep. There we go. Okay, there was some rain going on around 7 a.m. before we start our morning show. Looks like it's not going to have any rain around 8 a.m. We will have... Okay, yeah, I don't think there's any rain going to be anytime soon, but don't bet your life on it. But it does say there is going to be rain in 7 minutes, so it's definitely going to start at 8:10 a.m. So I wouldn't really trust that. Alright, we're going to read the 5-day weather forecast this time. We'll just do the 7-day forecast. For December 26th, there'll be a 52 high, 46 low. That's today, by the way. We're... choking on spit, by the way, I'm sorry. Rain tapering off tonight. Rain becoming heavy with a 100% chance of precipitation, so there ain't no avoiding this, guys. Friday, December 27th, 52 high, 47 low. Very windy, heavy AM rain. Cloudy with a shower or two, 97% chance. There you go. On Saturday, 54 high, 44 low. It'll be cloudy with a little rain. In the evening, it'll be raining as well, with an 82% chance. On Sunday, December 29th, it'll be 49 high, 40 low. Periods of rain, some heavy rain. Probably, partly cloudy in the evening. With no rain, there'll be 98% chance. On December 30th, there'll be 50 high, 33 low. Clouds giving way to some sun, becoming cloudy with a 25% chance. Then on Tuesday, New Year's Eve, it'll be rains and drizzle possible, mostly cloudy, rain possible, with 43 high, 41 low. And we'll just read Wednesday, January 1st, which is New Year's Day. 49 high, 45 low. Cloudy, possibly a chance of rain. A shower early, but overcast. 35% chance. So there you go. That's your 7-day forecast. Now, I could read the other 3 days, but oh well. It's just pretty much the same darn thing. Anyway, sun, moon, phase, 8 hours, 47 minutes. It rose at 7:51 a.m. Looks like it's showing it in military time. That's interesting. It'll set at 4:38 p.m. And the moon phase is a waning crescent, by the way. Air quality is excellent. Enjoy your normal outdoor activities if you're willing to deal with the rain. But anyway, alright, so there you go. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, we're going to do food talk, by the way. You already knew that, of course. This is a typical morning show, as always. But, yeah. Anyway, we'll get the commercial break set up ahead of time. By the way, I have a special thing to say. Trivia was moved over to today, by the way. So I guess you could say it's Thursday Night Trivia, but really isn't. Just Wednesday Night Trivia still. But in a way, it's Thursday Night Trivia, I guess you could say. So, by the way, I did do my morning show on Tuesday or Wednesday. I even didn't do it on Tuesday here. I was planning on doing it on Tuesday, but I hesitated a little bit and ended up not doing it anyway. So that was not good. Anyway, and on Wednesday, I did do my morning show, but it wasn't a live show, it was a pre-recorded one. But there you go. Anyway, we're going to I know it's already marked as red, but it doesn't matter. It's B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars, Nothing On You. And after that, we'll play Riding Solo by Jason Derulo. So there you go. Anyway, I still got like 2 minutes left, I think. About maybe a minute and a half, I don't know. I'll just go ahead and see if I can pull out food.com for you guys and see what we'll preview next. See if it'll let us. It looks like it will. Yeah, the internet can be kind of picky on my Windows 7 computer, because if you recall that YouTube video I did back in November, and also the little Knife and Rock Christmas on my YouTube channel, I did install Windows 7 on here, on the Gateway DX4850, so there you go. So, pretty cool. Let's see what the casserole recipes. I think we're getting tired of that. Let's see here. I think we might try the ancestral Italian pastas, guys. I don't think I've read that before yet, was the Italian pastas. I think we might give those a try, guys. Or the Italian pastas. So anyway, coming up is food talk with some recipes with the ancestral Italian pastas, guys. Yeah, we will be right back right after this with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with Italian pastas with food talk. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yep. Solo, solo. Bruno Mars right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, here we go with food talk. For our second segment, it is time for our first recipe, spaghetti bolognese the easy way. I usually make my bolognese the easy traditional way. But I tried this version a few nights ago, and the family just loved it. This is a quick and easy version. I might start making this a little more often now. Okay. It is ready in 50 minutes. It serves four. There's 15 ingredients. Wow. Okay, it looks like this may be in metric units, I believe, because it says grams. Okay. We might be able to translate these. Hold on. Yeah. Alright. 500 grams. The pounds, why not? Alright, so. Maybe I should do cups, though. You can translate that. Okay, you can't do. Okay. Okay, this is by a certain unit, so it can't be cups. Okay, so it's 1 pound. Sorry. So you need 1.5 tablespoons of oil, 1 pound of lean ground beef, one onion, finely chopped, 3 slices of rendless bacon, roughly chopped, 1 garlic clove, crushed. Then you'll need, we translate this again. Probably another pound of condensed, spicy tomato soup. 1 cup of low-sodium beef broth. 1/2 cup of red wine. 2 tablespoons of tomato ketchup, or 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, whichever you prefer. 1 of bay leaf, 2 teaspoons of dried oregano, salt and pepper, very likely to taste, and now I gotta translate this again. Probably near a pound of spaghetti, cooked and drained, parmesan cheese to serve, and chopped fresh parsley to serve. So there you go. Anyway, now on to directions. Thankfully, this should be a lot easier to read. I think this recipe ain't gonna be that easy, though. First, you want to heat 1 tablespoon of the oil in a large frying pan. Add the mince and cook until it's just slightly browned, draining the colander to remove the excess fat. Then, put the remainder 1/2 tablespoon of the oil in the pan and add the onion, bacon, and garlic and cook for 3 to 4 minutes. After a drained mince back into the pan, not the pan, that's weird, spell it there. It says, add the drained mince back into the pan and cook for a further 3 minutes or until it's well browned. And then add the soup, stock, wine, ketchup, or paste, bay leaf, and oregano, and bring it to the boil. Add the salt and pepper to yep to taste, if desired. Reduce it to heat, and simmer it for 25 to 30 minutes, just stirring it occasionally. Serve it over the cooked spaghetti and top it with parmesan cheese and garnish with parsley. Serve with crusty fresh bread or garlic bread. As simple as that. So there you go. It seemed a little bit simpler, but the ingredients weren't really that simple. But here's something that will be a lot better. Ravioli! 4 ways! Yeah! Dough and choice of 4 fillings. While we're reading the description, of course. Here's the ingredients for the dough. You need 3 cups of unbleached white flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 eggs, and 1/2 cup of water. For the ricotta filling 1, you need 1.5. You know, this is probably gonna take a while to read. Okay, so we'll find something else to read, because that one has like 4 fillings you could use. And that one, in order to read all of it, it's probably gonna take forever to read. We only have so much time to do, so that's gonna be a problem. So that's going to be fun. Yeah. I may only be able to get to read that one easy in recipe today, guys. That's quite unfortunate. I could go over this a little bit just to do that, but oh well. I'm trying this big spaghetti pie one, see what this is about. See if it's a little bit shorter. Hopefully it is. We might have time to read this. Okay. It's just baked spaghetti pie. It's a 1/2 pound of spaghetti, 2 large eggs, 1 15-ounce container of part skim ricotta cheese, 3/4 cup of fresh Parmesan cheese that's grated, 1/2 cup of mozzarella cheese that's shredded, 2 tablespoons of fresh Romano cheese grated, and 3 to 4 cups of marinara sauce. Those were the ingredients, by the way. Here's directions. First, you want to cook the spaghetti according to the package directions and drain it. Meanwhile, preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Thank God it's in Fahrenheit. Grease it in a 9-inch glass pie plate. In a large bowl, with fork, beat the eggs. Stir the ricotta and Parmesan cheese until it's blended. Add the spaghetti to ricotta mixture and stir until it's well coated. Transfer the spaghetti mixture to the prepared pie plate and top it with the marinara sauce. Sprinkle with the mozzarella and remaining Romano cheese. Then bake the pie for 25 minutes. Remove it from the oven, let it stand for 10 minutes for easier serving. Then cut it into wedges and then to serve it. And there you go, that's your spaghetti pie, by the way. We'll go ahead and stop it there, because we only got like 2 minutes to spare. Anyway, that might do it for Food Talk, guys. Coming up next segment, we'll of course be TMZ Celebrity News. There you go. Anyway, we're putting the commercial in now, as always. I do not know why I say that. It just is what it is. Something different in this time, guys, for the heck of it. There we go. Not that. Let's play David Guetta, Getting Over You. And we'll play Lady Gaga. Here we go. Anyway, coming up is Lady Gaga, Alejandro, and, okay, so the first song will be, it was David Guetta and Chris Lewis with Fergie, and I think it was LMFAO. Let me double check that on the queue here. Yep, David Guetta and Chris Lewis with Fergie and LMFAO. Get Over You. No, okay, there you go. And after that will be Lady Gaga, Alejandro. Yes. After that, we'll do TMZ Celebrity News. Woo! So there you go. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, December 26, 2024, the day after Christmas. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. David Guetta and Chris Lewis right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's time for TMZ Celebrity News, as always, and I guess we're kicking off with a story from TMZ Sports with David Portnoy, who's ripping Beyonce's halftime show and has been lost since Destiny's Child. Dave Portnoy is not a fan of Beyonce, and he clearly wants the world to know it. Publicly ripping her during her big Christmas Day halftime show. The Barstool Sports honcho went in on Queen Bey on Wednesday as she was surrounding NRG Stadium in Houston with Cowboy Carter tunes, declaring her loss without Destiny's Child. And there's a post right here on Media for Two, but apparently It has been disabled due to copyright reasons, so, oh well. We'll keep reading. Portnoy didn't elaborate much further as he watched the Texas Hold'em songstress croon during the Ravens vs. Texans intermission, although he did encourage his fans to roast her on his outlet's new John Gruden show, The Shredline. Shredline is hoping for that Beyoncé performance, he said. Dave, of course, has never seen the world's biggest Beyoncé fan, as even back in February of 23, he said on Twitter, Rihanna, Beyoncé, not particularly close. But it seems like he may be only one of the few of his detractors, though, as the performance looked like it was widely praised. Now, as we reported, Beyoncé rode into the field on a horse and proceeded to belt out country tracks for around 13 minutes. The show featured guest appearances from Shaboozy, Post Malone, and even Blue Ivy. A post from NFL reads, "What a show, love at Beyoncé." The NFL certainly seemed to love it after she rapped. The league would later post on X, like I said, "What a show with a big red heart emoji, duh." Anyway, next post. Victoria's Secret model Isabel Goulart, Santa's little show-off. Victoria's Secret model Isabel Goulart was all about indulging this Christmas. In a spotlight, that is, because despite being next to a giant body of water, she was still thirsty for attention, of course. These St. Bart's pictures are impossible just to ignore. The Brazilian model brought the holiday heat in a tiny red bikini and Santa hat, teaming up with her footballer, fiancé Kevin Trapp, for a jaw-dropping acrobatic session that doubled as a festive photo shoot. The shoot was completely next level, with German soccer goalie Kevin lifting Isabel like it was a stroll in the park. While she flexed her killer pins and showed off her athleticism in a series of advanced couples yoga poses, all as her Santa hat stayed firmly in place somehow, really. Let's keep reading this. Okay. Clearly, this isn't your average Christmas couples activity. But Isabel and Kevin soaked in the sun-drenched limelight as they flexed for the cameras and puckered up for some kisses. Nom nom nom. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, sure, it's pure entertainment to watch them go full contortious this Christmas. But as for us, we'll be over here keeping a little bit more chill, diving into our Christmas leftovers, and stretching the festive movie binge as long as humanly possible. That's probably what I'll do, too. Anyway, one more post, if we can, if we dare. Baby Driver, actor Hudson Meek, dead at 16, after falling out of a moving vehicle. Teen actor Hudson Meek, best known for his role in the action film Baby Driver, has died after he tumbled out of a moving vehicle, TMZ has confirmed. The law enforcement sources have told us, Hudson has suffered blunt force trauma injuries after a fall on December 19th in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. He was then rushed to a hospital and treated out, but passed away 2 days later on December 21st. Hudson's mom, Lane Wells Meeks, posted a message on Facebook saying that their family is shattered by her son's death, and he accomplished a lot in his short life. It had a major impact on everyone he had touched. Come on, there we go. Whoa. Oh, there we go. And as for his credits, Hudson had played the part of young baby in the 2017 Academy Award-nominated movie, Baby Driver. He also landed a guest role in the TV series MacGyver, and appeared in other projects such as Found, Legacies, and the 2015 film 90 Minutes in Heaven, too. Interesting. And what's more, Hudson did voiceovers for Toys R Us and McDonald's commercials. Yeah! His only obituary says he was surrounded by his friends and family in the presence of the Lord, where he peacefully died. He'll be an organ donor to help people in need for his transplants. Hudson was only 16 years old. R.I.P. There you go. Anyway, I guess that might do it for TMZ. I think coming up in the next segment, we might do Pokemon Go, or we might do a final YouTube preview of the year. Year in review, I guess you could say. And we'll probably hold off Pokemon Go till the next segment, because, but we'll see, though. First, I'm going to put the commercial in first, wherever what I want is at. There it is. Okay, this one here. There we go. Alright. Let's put Sexy Chick in. After that, we'll put in, let's put in, Taylor Crews in. Just because it's shorter. And after that, we'll put OMG in. How about that? Anyway, coming up in the next segment, I'm not really sure what it's gonna be. If, it might be Pokemon Go on the tablet, or it might be, a YouTube Studio, year-end preview. I don't know. We'll see, though. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But anyway, coming up could be anything, really. It could be Pokemon Go. It could be YouTube Studio, year-end countdown. We'll see what happens. But anyway, I still got, like, less than a minute left to talk with you guys. It's crazy. But there you go. Coming up in the second half, I know for a fact we're going to play Pokemon Go for sure. And we'll do our YouTube year-end thing. And probably a recap and maybe a brief love report if we have time. So there you go. But anyway, you're listening to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, December 26, 2024. We'll be right back for the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club right here on Tricky Fox Radio. You're listening to Tricky Fox Radio. This is the Morning Club for Thursday, December 26, 2024. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was OMG. Teal Cruz featuring Ludacris right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, I think for this segment, we're going to hold off Pokemon Go for now. We're just going to do my YouTube year-end countdown. Simple as that. So, to do that, though, we have to go to Google Chrome, though, on my Windows 11 computer. Because, unfortunately, I'm not signed in on YouTube or pretty much any Google stuff, for that matter, on Windows 7. So, that's just how it's got to be. So, we'll put in S to pull the YouTube Studio. So you can see my morning. I can see my morning show here. It's not really viewed that much. Okay, 2024. Okay, it looks like the most watched video, as always, was the Clam Digger video on Wheel of Fortune, the weirdest answer ever. From July 18th of 2013, the second most popular video was the Allstate TV Blind Spot Mayhem commercial, uploaded on January 7th of 2012. By the way, the top two videos were watched pretty much all the way through for the most part. Number three was the Microsoft Windows 95 launch. Excuse me. Viewed on January 1st of 2011. Well, I mean, it was uploaded on January 1st, 2011, I should say. But there you go. With an average view duration of a minute and 32 seconds, so there you go. And number four is the LG dryer sound, uploaded on October 7th, 2017, with an average view duration of 21 seconds, which is about over half of the video itself. And number five is quite a bizarre video, HD Bars and Tone. Which is basically the title, which the title is basically what it says on the tin. Bars and Tone, in HD, on January 6th of 2012 is when it was uploaded, that is. It only has a 3-second duration, but keep in mind, though, I think it's only like a 5-second video, so they viewed it for quite a bit regardless. Do not know why, it's quite bizarre. At number six is the Bucks County River Country commercial, which was also uploaded on January 7th of 2012, which has an average view duration of 25 seconds, about 80.7% of that commercial video, I should say. At number seven is What Happens When You Call Cortana Siri. Which has a very high view duration, even higher than the Clam Digger video. I'm surprised, though, it didn't get as much views compared. I mean, it did get a lot of views, but not as much compared to the Wheel of Fortune video. The Wheel of Fortune video got about almost 14,000. This Cortana video only got, like, a little bit over 400. And this video, where I call Cortana Siri, was uploaded on August 30th of 2016. And number 8 is ITV News at 1330, which is 1:30 p.m. by the way. ITV is a network based in the UK, by the way. It was uploaded on March 19th of 2012, but the original broadcast is from August 22nd of 2011. And it lasts for, and the average view duration is only a minute and 24 seconds, so it says it's like half an hour, it's only like 6.3% of it, so, yeah. At number 9 is ITV Night Screen, from January 9th of 2018, which was uploaded also on the same date as well. The average duration's about the same percentage, but only about 27 seconds, so, but it is a little bit shorter, so that makes sense. And finally, at number 10 is Gateway 2000 4DX2 50V Windows 95 Installation Challenge, which seems to be the only video from 2024 on this list, at least in the top 10 at least. And it's from September 20th of 2024, which has an average view duration of 2 minutes and 15 seconds of 6.1% of the video, with 260 views. Wow. Crazy, ain't it? And it looks like so far I've gotten over 1,000% more. Oh, I've gotten 25 more subscribers than I did in 2023, so that's quite interesting. So I've really been helping out quite a bit. So, pretty cool. Anyway, that looks like to be our top 10 YouTube videos, courtesy of Alone, Like, and Rock. Can we look at the audience? For 2024? Looks like we can. Okay, some of these are still returning data. Let's see what Trends is. Okay, it looks like it's just showing. Okay, this is just AI tools. Okay, content, okay, yeah. Anyway, that's the YouTube year end for the Lil Lycan Rock. I would look at KHKJ TV, but I didn't really upload a whole lot on that channel. I did upload some, but not a whole lot, so yeah. Anyway, I think for the next segment we'll do Pokemon Go for sure, guys, so there you go. Anyway, we'll just go ahead and put the commercial. We usually put it anyway, regardless. I know we didn't do Pokemon Go, but I promise you'll do it in the next segment. Don't you worry. I just hold off on it just because I can. Because I'm weird like that. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, sorry about that. We'll play My First Kiss featuring Kesha by Frito for D. And after that, we'll play, what will we play? Sure, we already played that earlier, dummy. We already played B.O.B. 2. It's going to be kind of a tricky decision to do. We'll play on Enrique Iglesias, I guess. See how that turns out. I still got like a minute and a half left. A little bit over half a minute, actually. Coming up in the next segment, we are going to play Pokemon Go for sure. So there you go. Probably have to get ready off air, guys, because it tends to have authentication issues. Sometimes it won't work at all. I still don't think it's working on my phone. In fact, I just deleted off my phone. Well, I mean, I didn't delete it off my phone. I'm still getting notifications from them. I even tried them offline in hopes I would stop getting notifications. That doesn't seem to help, so I think the only way to fix that is just by turning off notifications for Pokemon Go. So annoying, but anyway, oh well. Not the end of the world, I guess. But anyway, coming up at 9:20 a.m. is Pokemon Go for sure. Again, we'll be playing this Jesse Wild 223 because that's the only one I can get to work right now, it seems. But there you go. Anyway, but as long as we're able to play it, I don't care. As long as we get stuff in working, I don't care. But anyway, already Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be coming up momentarily with Pokemon Go at 9:20 a.m., guys, so that's going to be quite fun. So there you go. I might just go over this a little bit, just so I can let these songs be even. But yeah, coming up at 9:20 a.m. is Pokemon Go, and at 9:40 a.m. we'll do a recap and a brief weather report if we have time. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up. Don't go away. Yep. That was I Like It by Rick Iglesias featuring Pitbull. And My First Kiss Went a Little Like This by Frio Free featuring Kesha. Yeah! Alright, it's now time for Pokemon Go. Here we go. Now, what's funny is the Adventure Sync turned on. So it made me go to settings and turn, I believe it set the location to always, but that seemed to do the trick, so I can't complain. But anyway, enough of all that, stay aware of your surroundings, do not enter dangerous areas while playing Pokemon Go. Yes, we'll make sure to do that. Okay, yeah, claimed award. Yeah, wow, look at all this. Oh, yeah, we got an egg, that's nice. It gave us a lot of balls, too. So, just for the heck of it, we'll catch Absol. Just need berries, though. I got a raspberry, at least. See if it works. It could. Ooh, excellent throw. That's nice. Luck of the charm, huh? See if it's worth anything, guys. Nope, it's one star. Darn it. I'll hold on to it, though, just for the heck of it. catch 20 Pokemon and get a certain Pokemon. Whoa, Dorito. That's different. So I better catch 20 Pokemon then. Okay, maybe it was under events. Yes, okay. Chansey. Yeah, I better not do that. Maybe a great curveball out to do it. Without a berry. Yep. Caught 25 Pokemon. And it looks like it has a card on it. It's 3 stars. Nice. I don't know why I did that, but oh well. But it's okay. Gotta make 3 great throws. And we should be okay. Okay, there's one more mission. Ah, it's under Dual Destiny. Okay. Okay, so that's complete as well. Okay, yep, that's what I thought. Ooh, laggy there, but well. Okay, there seems to be no Pokemon on the map right now, and it looks like both Birch Park and the gyms nearby are red. Which I could get in, but I can't because my phone with Pokemon Go ain't working right now, which I now really wish it was. Looks like Red's been really busy. I really want Pokemon Go on my phone to work again. Oh, well. Maybe at the very least, maybe I can just try sign out, sign back in, maybe. That could help. Maybe it just caught a flu bug or something. I don't know. But it's odd how it did that, though. It's very interesting. It looks like the bag's full. That's not good. I can't upgrade it, though, because I don't have enough coins. We'll just throw away a bunch of Pokeballs. We don't need these many, though. 74. Okay, that's good enough. I'm gonna go ahead and do something here. Okay, it's 9:24 a.m. right now. Just about. See here. I'm not gonna bother using the incense. I tried it one time. I don't think it worked. There is one thing we can do, friends. Yep, okay, thank you so much. Let's open up some gifts. Yes, go ahead. Cool egg there. What will be, I don't know. Okay. Pretty cool. Next one on the list here is from Tricky701. From Eastlake, Florida, it looks like. A lot of eggs. I might need bonus storage. I don't know. It does give you bonus storage. Not a whole lot, though, but it does give you some. Alright. Klamath Falls. I like that Vulpix sticker there. Okay, let's see if I can send you this gift. Yes. Bike shop. Add. Recent. Lulu. Send. There we go. Bellevue. Ooh, okay. There we go. One more here before we conclude it. Okay. Guess that's good enough. Here's a What is this? It's Lulu with a certain outfit. Interesting. So we'll get extra candy out of it by using the Ultra Ball. Okay, we got a nice throw. Will it stay in? Yes, it will. It's 2 stars at least. That's nice. I'll hold on to it just for the heck of it. Anyway, that might do it here in the world of Pokemon Go, guys. But there you go. Yeah, I'll just set that over there. And we'll go ahead and put this one in now. Let's see what we can put in, as far as the commercial is concerned. I'm gonna put this one in, I guess. I guess that's 3 minutes. Go to our music here, and we're gonna play, what should we play? Trying to think here, stuff we haven't played on the show yet. Let's play Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug. And then after that, we'll play, we'll play Chantel Impossible. I don't think I've played that yet on here. Well, I mean, I've played it before quite a bit when it was on auto, but I don't think I played it on the morning show before. Quite interesting. Hopefully by this point we'll have our variety stuff intact and hopefully we'll get going, but there you go. Also, what's quite interesting is I actually, set up a Windows 2000 unprofessional, server, and I set it up as a bridge adapter, and, I know I usually don't like talking tech talk too much, but, it's funny because I set up as bridge adapter, and now every computer in the house supposedly can communicate with it, which is really nice, so it can access the shared files on it. It's quite interesting. Thinking of using it for, like, vintage computers or whatever, at the very least, access, like old files or whatever. It's really nice. It's very convenient, too. There you go. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, like I said, will probably end up being a recap and a weather report, like, for people who missed out on my show, like, especially the first half, like Aunt Lou. So, there you go. Anyway, coming up is more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, December 26, 2024. Hope you enjoyed the Pokemon Go stuff. But anyway, we'll be right back right after this with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for our recap weather report. Don't go away. Yep.
I should take caution when it comes to love. I did.
Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, we've made it to the final segment of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Oh well. There you go. But anyway, for the final segment, I think we're going to go ahead and kick it off with our recap, obviously, because obviously Aunt Lou forgot the. You know what I mean, but anyway, enough of all that. For the first segment, of course, I did read the weather. We'll read that in a second, though, of course. I think that's all we really did for the first segment, I believe. I forget if we did read a news story or something. I don't think we did, yeah. Well, there may be one other thing we did, but I forgot, though. My apologies, but I think we mainly just read the weather, though. So there you go. So, yeah, in the second segment, we did food talk, and I know what we did. In fact, I'm pretty sure I still have the tabs up. I'm not going to pull them up, though, because it's on the Windows 7 computer, which, yeah. But what we did was, we read some pasta recipes. One was like some, actually, no, I'm just gonna do it. Hopefully it doesn't screw it up. Okay, yeah, TMZ can go, close off. That was in segment 3, by the way, but it's just refreshed, by the way. But I can't go into history, though, and tell you what we read, though. But we're not worried about TMZ right now. I hope that didn't screw it up. Okay, it's still playing. Okay, we read, this is what we read for Food Talk. Easy Spaghetti Bolognese. It's a great bolognese sauce. It's easy to do and takes hours less than others that I've made, by Boombet. We made an attempt to read ravioli 4 ways, but there's 4, literally, 4 raviolis you can make. So it would have taken us forever to read it, so, oh well. But we did manage to read 2 recipes anyway. We did read the baked spaghetti pie. It's a true winner. It's so easy to make, comes together quickly, even when you're using a homemade pasta sauce like I did, written by La La Lula. Interesting. Alright, let's go to the Chromium history now. And we'll see our TMZ post here. I'll just remove that one there. Okay, so it was, here's what we read. We read, ironically, 3 stories for TMZ. Dave Portnoy slams Beyonce's halftime show, Been Lost. Victoria's Secret model Isabelle Gourart and Beyonce are posing for acrobatic Christmas shoots. And Baby Driver actor Hudson Meek dead at 16 after falling from his vehicle. And for the 4th segment, we hauled off Pokemon Go and did the 5th segment, which obviously you heard earlier. We did my YouTube studio update where I just read my top 10 videos. Ironically, none of my Lone Lycanroc Christmas videos or even my podcast are on there. It's mainly just my older videos from like the 2010s. Quite interesting. But anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and close off all the other tabs just because, yeah, I'm just going to do that. Yeah, just because. It's been refreshing quite a bit. That's one of the pet peeves of mine when websites do that, is refresh. Anyway, here is the current weather. 48 degrees, light rain. Real feel, 45. Real feel shade, 45. Wind, south-southwest, 5 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 12 miles per hour. Breezy this morning, mostly cloudy with occasional showers of a high of 52. Tonight, strong winds gradually subsiding, rain becoming heavy. With heavy rain and strong winds, it can cause flooding and power outages with a low of 46. The rain will end in 34 minutes. That will end at 9:54, 10:04, 10:14, about 10:18, maybe 10:20, according to the Minutecast. Anyway, we'll go ahead and read the full 10-day forecast if we have time. It'll probably just be another 7-day forecast, guys. Sorry. For today, December 26th, 52 high, 46 low. Mostly cloudy, a few showers tonight, rain becoming heavy. On Friday, December 27th, 52 high, 47 low. Very windy, actually, with heavy AM rain. Cloudy with a shower or two. On Saturday, it'll be 54 high, 44 low, cloudy with a little rain, and raining again in the evening. On Sunday, December 29th, it'll be 49 high, 40 low, with periods of rain with some heavy, and partly cloudy in the evening. On Monday, it'll be 50 high, 33 low, with clouds giving way to some sun, becoming cloudy in the evening. On Tuesday, it'll be 41 high, 39 low, with rain and drizzle possible. And mostly cloudy, rain possible in the evening. And then finally, on Wednesday, which is New Year's Day, by the way, it'll be 47 high, 45 low, cloudy with a chance of rain, and a shower early, an overcast in the evening. You know, let's just go ahead and read the last 3 days just for the heck of it. On Thursday, January 2nd, it'll be 55 high, 40 low. Clouds giving way to some sun with clear skies in the evening. 55 high, 40 low. Don't know if I read that. On Friday, January 3rd, it'll be 50 high, 42 low with cloudier conditions in the afternoon. But in the evening, it'll be cloudy with a few showers late. And on January 4th, it'll be a few morning showers in the afternoon with periods of rain in the evening. With a high of 49 and a low of 44. So, there you go. Simple as that. I don't know why I did that. Oh, well. All the algae outlook is low, and the air quality is excellent. But please avoid the rain if possible. Sun will set at 4:38, and there you go. It's the moon phase, of course, is a waning crescent. So, there you go. Anyway, that will probably do it for this show, guys. At this point, I at least gave you a little bit better weather report I did last time. I do not know how I did that, but it's just because I was talking faster. I don't know. Anyway, I'll put our last commercial in. Put this one in, I guess. I usually do a PSA near the end of my show anyway. Okay, there's our 3 minute break there. Come on. All right, for our music, I think instead of putting Young Forever, we're going to put Break Even in this time as our last song. For that, we'll put in, we'll still put in B.O.B., ironically. We'll put in, Airplanes, though. Okay, come on. Alright, so there we go. Still got about a minute left to talk with you guys. I just have to end this on time, guys, so it's even. Like the script says, break even. Anyway, that might do it for the morning club, guys. I will hopefully see you on Friday, everyone. Not like it happened last week where I didn't do a show at all, but there you go. But like I said, I didn't do a show at all yesterday, but I kind of did. I did do a tape-delayed one yesterday, so I guess you could say I kind of did one, but I really didn't. The one I did yesterday, I just aired one from December 5th of 2023. It was just a much older one, but at least it was from December of last year, at least. So I guess you could say a little bit relevant, not really. But anyway, at least I was playing Pokemon Go in it, at least, so that was some good news. I did appraise my Pokemon, I did listen to it, I did actually appraise my Pokemon, ironically. I guess I was taking it seriously there. But anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I'll see everyone on the 27th of December, which is Friday, everyone. Goodbye.